Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Wolfberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua, Insights into the Daf series. Today's Chabura is on Maseches Chagiga Daf Chaf Dalet. The topic is Mila number 10. Is it okay to feed me or not? That's Mila number 10. Is it okay to feed me or not? And it is going to be learned, Le'ili Nishmas, first, my father, Rabbi Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, as well as Erez Naftali's father, Avram Shaul ben Shulamit Salma, the Neshamas should have an aliyah from the learning. The Mishnah mentions a series of, or the third parak begins, as we know, with a series of milos, or, attributes or steps up that Kachim have over Truma regarding their Tuma status. Rashi happens to mention that these are takanos that were mentioned by the Chachamim, giving Kachim stricter dinim regarding Truma, stricter dinim than Truma regarding Tuma and Tahara. The question, or the case number 10, is the following. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek tells us, Ochlim ochlin niguvim biyadayim misu avos betruma. One could eat dry food. We'll explain what that means in a second. With hands that are tummy. We'll explain what that means in a second. When it comes to truma, avalo bekodesh, but not with kachin. What are we talking about? So there are two introductions. First, number one, is that in order for a food to become tummy, the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini, which tells us that foods, in order for foods to become tamei, they have to be touched by liquids at first. They don't have to be wet at the time, but they have to be touched by liquids when they are detached from the ground. So, for example, an apple falls off the tree and it rains, and it's your apples, and you're happy that the apples got washed by the rain. And then you dry them, and then that apple touches something that's tummy, that apple can become tummy. And Chazal say it's not only limited to water, but it's also extended to six other mashkim. They're abbreviated and known by the acronym Yad Shochat Dam, and they include Yayin, Dam, blood, Shemen, olive oil, Chalav, milk, Tal, dew, Dalad Dvash, and Mem is Mayim. So those seven mashkim can make a food tummy when they've touched the food after the food has been detached. And the other concept is that the Baal, the owner, has to be happy and okay that they got wet. Second thing is, our Chachamim goes there, that our hands have a din of Shnios Latuma, that our hands are automatically a Sheni, and therefore, in order to touch things like Truma, you have to wash your hands beforehand. Consequently, this is one of the reasons why we do Netilas Yadayim before we eat bread. Of case of Srach Truma, the reason is given that we're concerned that perhaps, or perhaps we hope that, you know, Bezos Hashem will be going back to eating Truma soon. And one of the reasons we give is that Kohanim, when they eat Truma, they have to go and wash their hands. And we're concerned that if we don't do this, then our daughters might marry Kohanim, they're not going to be in the custom of washing hands. And the truth is, my own idea, just adding in there, we might be handling Truma to help the Kohanim. So we have to be also prepared to wash our hands. So we see that, number one, foods that get touched by a liquid, one of the Zayin Mashkim, are Mukshal Kabal Tuma, they're susceptible to Tuma. Number two, your hands are automatically tummy and you have to wash them in order to take away that tumma. Mishnah says, though, avalo bekodesh. This isn't the case by kachim. Kachim, even if the food is dry and it's never been touched by any liquid, so then it is already mukshal kabal tumma, and that's why the Mishnah says you can do this by truma, but you can't, you know, you can touch it with tummy hands, you can take your shiny hands and touch the food, the truma food, and eat it, even though it's never been touched, well, it's never touched by liquid, but you cannot do that by kachim. And the Gemara asks and says, well, wait a second. This can't be the Mila. Why can't the Gemara? The Gemara says this can't be the Mila. So the Gemara in Pesachim introduces us to a concept called Chibas HaKodesh. What is Chibas HaKodesh? Chibas HaKodesh literally means the beauty or the belovedness of holy foods. And it tells us the following, that Kachim, because of their endeared status as being food that goes on the Mizbeach, or from food that goes on the Mizbeach, those items automatically are Mukshel L'Kabel Tumah from the fact that they are so special to us. So they don't need the concept of Mayim. The fact that it's Naguv is irrelevant. They are automatically Mukshel L'Kabel Tumah because they are on a different scale. So the question is, if this is the case, so then why does this Mayla can't really be one of the Mylas mentioned in the Mishnah? Why is that the case? So the Kesef Mishnah goes on to say that this Mayla is of Torah level. This is a Deoraisa Mayla. The Mayla of Chibas HaKodesh is a Din Deoraisa. Our Mishnah, as we said, according to Rashi, is listing Mylos Derabanan. So how is it that we would be including in the list of Mylos Derabanan something which, in fact, is a Din Deoraisa? So therefore, the Gemara says it can't be the case simply where you have two people, each of them is taking food that's never been touched by Mayim, food that's Naguv, and each of them has Yadayim that are Shneos that haven't been washed, and each of them is eating that food. So rather, the Gemara says the case is one of two possibilities. Either it's Tachvel Chaveru L'Sofpiv, either your friend who washed his hands takes the food and literally feeds it to you, meaning your hands are tummy, you haven't washed your hands, but what your friend does is your friend whose hands are washed comes and either will take the truma and stick it in your mouth, or he'll take the kachim and stick it in your mouth, or we give another example. The other example is you don't have your friend, but you yourself are either tachvahu la'asmo bekush v'karkar. You use a mini skewer, small little piece of wood, which has, no receptacle, no nothing. It's literally a pshute creates. It could be like a little twig that you find. And you spear the food with the twig, and you eat it. So what are we saying now over here? So doing that seems to be no problem. But what are we concerned with? We're concerned with, let's say you want to take something else. Say, for example, you have a piece of meat from the kachim, or you have a nice meat sandwich from Truma, and what goes great with a corned beef sandwich? A pickle, right? You want to go ahead and take a nice pickle, you want to take a nice piece of onion, and you grab your hand, and you want to eat that onion with your hand. So what are we afraid of? So, there's a possibility that your hand, which is a sheni latuma, might come into the, right, when you're sticking the pickle or the onion in your mouth, and usually people don't eat those with especially a pickle, people aren't usually eating that with their hands, with their fork. You're eating that with your hands. You stick it in your mouth, there's a possibility that your hand might come in contact with the food that's in your mouth. So what the Gemara tells us is the following. When it comes to Truma, we're not concerned. And we say that's okay. But when it comes to Kachim, we are concerned. And that's why we don't allow this case by Kachim, because we're afraid that if we allow this by Kachim, you might take other food with your hands. Even though the Kachim food, you didn't actually insert in your mouth. Either you had somebody else do it, or you use like a karka or a kush to stick it in. But we're afraid that you might take something else with your hands while you're chewing the kachim food. So therefore, we say you can't do it. That is Mila number 10. We allow it by truma, where we're not as concerned, but we don't allow it by kachim, where we are concerned. So the implication of our Gemara is there's really no problem for the kohen to eat truma in this way, meaning if a kohen wants to go ahead and pick up his truma with karka or a kush, or have his friend touch it for him and feed it to him, even though he didn't wash his hands, we say there's absolutely no problem and he can do it. The difficulty is the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuv Zayin, which is the sugya which discusses Netilas Yadayim, and the Gemara in Chulin tells us the following, I'll read you the quote. It says, V'hilchasa, the halacha is, Ochel machmas machil. Somebody's eating through being fed. Tzarech netilas yadayim. He needs to go ahead and wash his hands. So the question is, our Gemara seems to imply that it is okay. The Gemara in Chulin seems to say that it's not okay. So if this is the case, we have a contradiction between our Gemara and the Gemara in Chulin. So there actually are two approaches by the Achronim, or there are many, but here are two approaches by the Achronim in terms of how to deal with this particular situation. One answer is given by the Turi Evin. And his answer is, already from our Gemara, we already learn that Truma is different. Okay, our Gemara speaks about Truma only. The Gemara over there is not necessarily talking only about Truma, it's talking about any type of food. Gemara there is talking about Chulin. If we say that we're being Machmer by Chulin, we should certainly be Machmer by Truma also. So, the Torah Evan wants to know, so why in the Gemara in Chulin do we insist that even if somebody's being machel you have to wash your hands even for Chulin, and over here by Truma, we're not. So, the Torah Evan says that, who's eating Truma? People reading Truma are Kohanim. And we have a general rule that says Kohanim is Rizame. This applies in several cases. It applies in the Gemara Sukkah, where the Gemara in the fourth parak throws around Havaminas in terms of what to do with Sukkah. This comes out on Shabbos, bringing a Lulav versus bringing an Arava. One of the things that the Gemara says is, you're worried about people carrying Aravos, there's no reason to be Gozer, the Gzeira of Rabba, by Aravos, because who's the ones who are taking Aravos into the Beis HaMikdash? They're Kohanim, and we say Kohanim is Rizamim. We have two things in our Gemara also. On Daf Chav Beis, when it speaks about being Tovo Kli B'so Kli, and we're worried about either Shofaris HaNod, that you might come to be Tovo one Kli in a Kli that's too small, or we're worried about Chatzitza, we say again, we're dealing with Kohanim. And Kohanim are Zrizim, and because of that, we're not concerned that they're going to be missing up the Halacha. There's also Gemara in Chulin which says, Amar Tachlifa Bar Avimia Mar Shmuel, He tiru mapal ochei truma, for lo he tiru mapal ochei taros. That when it comes to truma, we allow a kohen to eat the truma if he takes a cloth and he covers up the food, or he holds the food with a cloth while he's eating it. We allow him to go ahead and do that by truma. We don't allow him to go ahead and do that by kachim also. And again, why? And the simple answer is, kachim can be eaten by everybody. Anybody who's tahar can eat kachim. Of course, when the carbon allows it. For example, like a shlamim, you can't. Obviously, a chatas, you can't. Truma, though, is only eaten by Kohanim. So because Truma is only eaten by Kohanim, and Kohanim, because they have this status, and because they know that they're dealing with a higher set of rules, they are automatically, by definition, more zrizim with these things there. So that's why, while the Gemara Nechulin says you can't do it, over here, we say you can do it, because we're dealing with Kohanim, and the Turi Evan wants to go and say that this is even a din l'chadchila, that our Gemara, which tells you that you can be tochev ochel into your mouth and then eat something afterwards, since we're dealing with a kohen who is automatically zariz, the heter that the Gemara gives by truma is even l'chadchila. Now the Siach Yitzchak is going to disagree, and the Siach Yitzchak is going to say that it's true that we're dealing with Kohanim, and it's true we're dealing with Zrizimim, but nonetheless, we don't want to go ahead and be matir something which l'chachilah, which is against the Gemara. Rather, we'll say that b'di'evid, we can rely on the fact that the Kohanim are more zrizim. B'di'evid, we can rely on the fact that the Kohanim are not going to make it tahar, tummy, and allow things to happen. But to allow something like this l'chachilah, that the Siach Yitzchak doesn't want to go ahead and do. So you see that our Gemara again mentioned a heter of eating truma with Yadayim Neguvos, sorry, not eating Truma, but that if a person has tummy hands and he was either fed Truma or he ate Truma by means of a utensil that can't be Makabel Tuma, or ate Truma by a utensil, let's use it that way, such as like a toothpick or something like that, and then what happens is he takes his tummy hands and pick some chulin into his mouth, which you say that's allowed by truma, we're going to say that there's a machlokes achronim as to whether this is allowed the chachilah, that would be the case of the opinion of the Turi Evin, or do we say it's only allowed by the Evin, and that would be the opinion of the Siach Yitzchak. What would be a nafkamina between the two? So I saw it brought down in the name of the Chidushi Marich, which I believe I didn't see it, I'll confess, I saw it on the back of the Masifta, but they do mention that it is on the side of the Yachanu Boaz Mishnayos, which I don't have in my house, and due to the current situation, I'm not going to a Beis Medrash to get it. But he does mention that there is a nafkamina between whether you say it's lechachil or b'diavet, and that nafkamina would be another machlokas rishonim on our sugya. So we mentioned in our sugya that there are two cases in which the person with his tummy hands is able to ingest the truma or the kachin. Specifically, let's talk about the truma, which we said is mutter, either lechachil according to the Turiyevin, or b'diavet according to the Siach Yitzchak. Our Mishnah mentioned a kushin karka. And Rashi says a kushin karka are pshute kliyeds. These are kelim that cannot become tummy. And we're saying bedavka, these type of kelim that can't become tummy, that's when the heter applies. The Rambam, a parish of Mishnayos, though, writes the following. The Rambam says, tachav lo chavero, his friend, place it in his mouth, either melkachayim, with tongues, o bedomelahen, or something similar. Tongues are metal kelim, which can be mekabel tumah. So you see that according to the Rambam, we are dealing with a situation where the kli can be mekabel tumah. So, machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam would be, when it says kushin karka, does that mean dafka kushin karka because they can't be mekabel tumah? Or is it even with a kli that can be mekabel tumah? But again, a kli that can be mekabel tumah, it's not going to generate the tumah to what we're doing over here. What is a machlokas? So the Siach Ma'arich, so the Chidushi Ma'arich says, the machlokas would be the dafka, this whole question about whether we can do this and feed the kohen truma l'chadchil or b'diyat. And what do we mean? I mean the following. Here's what we mean. If you're going to say that you can go ahead and feed the kohen l'chadchila, and the kohen can do this l'chadchila, it's because why? Kohanim is reason who hain, kohanim are especially careful, and because kohanim are especially careful, then it doesn't make a difference in what type of kli that you're using. Whether it's a kli that can be makabel tumah, or whether it's a kli that cannot be makabel tumah. They're going to be careful in the situation, but if you're going to be holding that, it's only b'di'evit, and it's not something we should do. So then you can say that we're dealing with a kli that could only be makabel, can't be makabel tumah, because that's giving us that extra heker. And this is how the Chidushi Ma'arich would learn the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. That's possible, he says, that Rashi would be holding the opinion that we're dealing with the heter is only the Rabbanon, while the heter is only b'diavet, while the Rambam would hold the heter is lechachila. Be it as it may, let's just summarize the question that we had about what is that 10th milah. We transformed it because of the question about Chibas HaKodesh and said that we're really dealing with not eating the food that's nagu, but rather a secondary food, and we're concerned about whether your hands are going to touch that secondary food. When that second food comes into your mouth, whether your hands are going to touch what was already in your mouth in the first place. We're concerned by Kodesh. We're not concerned by Truma. The reason is because Kohanim are his reason, and we ended up with a machlokes as to whether a Kohen can go ahead and do this with Truma, lechatchila, or only b'diavad. Be well, stay safe, have a wonderful day.